Rocky Beat.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Ginger and Nuts, voted the best community radio show.
Standing on the edge of forever, at the start of whatever, shouting love at the world.
Oh,
welcome to our brand new studio, Ginge. We're so excited, aren't we? I'm sitting opposite you now. This is just brilliant. We've got more space.
We have indeed. Ooh, I don't know who it's brilliant for, though, because like you say, I'm sitting opposite you for the whole show now.
Don't forget, you guys can contact us. All you got to do is email us, studio@gingerandnuts.uk.
Or, of course, tweet us at gingerandnuts.
Hey, watch this, Ginge. Alexa, can you tell us a joke?
Why don't politicians like the forest canopy?
I don't know.
They prefer the grassroots.
Boom, boom. See, we got Alexa rigged
make
up as well.
Make it better next time, Alexa. Make it better.
Alexa, what's the weather like?
Weather for what location?
Oh, forget
Remember,
it.
Remember, if you enter your full address...
Forget it. Right, Shoe Zone has compiled its own FTSE Index, Ginge, after analysing sales data of 500 stores across Britain. I like how they've done that, a FTSE
it's
Index.
Very clever. Very clever. Very clever.
And they discovered that men in Hull have the biggest feet in the UK, but blokes in Oxford have the smallest.
Oh.
That's according to their research.
There you go.
So there you go.
I got a new phone this week.
Yeah.
And the ringtone goes...
What phone was it, Ginge?
It's a Hawaii 5-0!
A space agency has opened a search for the next British astronaut to blast off to the International Space Centre.
Wow.
Listen, I think I could go for that.
Well,
I'd love to do it, Ginge.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Would you
Why
nominate
not?
Me?
I'll
Your face
you.
Looks a bit shocked there, but I
was
honestly...
Say, I mean, I didn't think you were
Hang
really...
Hang on a minute. Alexa, how far is it to space?
According to Live Science, the shortest distance between Earth and space is roughly 62 miles, or 100 kilometres, straight up.
Oh, that's all right then, isn't it, Ginge?
Yeah, but that's straight up. I mean, that's no good for you, is it? Now, Friends fans can get special new episodes. They're coming up. And a teen is still searching for where he parked his car at a festival a week ago.
That's terrible. When you talked about Friends, I was going to play in the background. I was going to play some background music there, Ginge. Look, Friends. But that's all it is. 25 years. Is that all we're celebrating?
Yeah.
So it's just a waste of time doing that.
I'm looking forward to these special new episodes. I mean, what are they going to be?
What's your favourite episode?
Oh, I've got too many. I have too many.
Yeah. Come on, get them one. You can't name any. Look at you. You don't even know.
No, because there is too many to choose.
Chandler
There's
and
the one where Monica and Chandler got married, the one where Rachel had the baby, the one where Ross and Rachel got together in the first place back in series one.
You're it's a friends ball, that's what you are.
It's
Get rid of the music quick. Right, so there we go. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Nikki Smart. We're really looking forward to that. If she goes on this time, Ginge, what we're going to have to do is stop her, and then we're going to have to go back to her later on in the show, because she does ramble on. In a good way.
But two bursts of her is better than one.
Exactly. Mama. Right. Keep it here. Look at your face. Keep it here. It's the Ginger. What's the matter with you?
Well, I said burst.
I think it's a breast. Keep it here. It's the Ginger and Nut Show live.
Will you lay me down? Make my heart the only sound. Throw my fears all to the ground. Will you hold me? Will you serenade me with the song you used to play? Till the night turns into day, will you hold me?
Won't you sing me your sweet lullaby? I could fall for the sound of your sweet. sleeping, you're all I need. And when my heart stops beating, just sing to me. When I'm not sleeping, you're all I need. And when my heart starts beating, just sing to me.
Question for you. Did you like Steps 5, 6, 7, 8?
Oh, I used to love doing 5, 6, 7, 8. I did. However, I'm not really a fan now, but there must be some fans out there because they've got another album that's nearly done. Another UK tour is planned, so we've got to squeeze some Steps in. But first, we need to catch up with our good friend, Nikki Smart, and her quirky stories.
What stories have you got for us today, Nikki?
Right, so here's an interesting one for you. A 24-year-old man has married his 81-year-old cousin so he can get out of doing military service.
That's bad, isn't it? How old? So he's 21.
He's 24. She's 81.
81.
81.
I mean, I haven't got a problem with it, but I kind of draw the line somewhere. You've got to, haven't you?
I mean, well, 60 years is a lot.
Would you go with an older man? No.
Not 60 years old.
No, not 60 years.
So they're from Ukraine, and in Ukraine, it's compulsory for any physically able male citizens aged 24 to 26 to join the military. However, if a man is responsible for looking after a wife who is disabled, then he's exempt from the service. So neighbours and family members are saying that he's only married her because she's disabled.
I'd send him straight back to the military service. I'll say, you ain't getting out of it, no way. Get back, get your uniform, have your hair cut. Straight in there. Swiftly move it up.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I love the Great British Bake Off.
I like the celebrity one, but I never watched the normal one. And I should do, really.
You should, yes. Well, I say you should. Apparently, a leading weight loss expert has claimed that the Great British Bake Off needs to come with a warning about obesity over fears that viewers are going off the rails.
Eating too many cakes, you mean?
Yeah, or like, you know, making too many cakes.
Making too many cakes.
And then obviously, you know, trying them and trying all the different recipes, and or they're not using like reduced fat products and stuff.
See, I watch the programme, but I never go, do you know what, I'm going to make that tomorrow. I never do that.
They're so stressed making it that I think, God, it's stressful. Forget it. Just watching it.
Exactly. So I've never even thought about making anything that they've done because it looks too damn hard. So,
and then you've got all the washing up to do afterwards. It's easier to just buy it.
Easier to go down to Lidl and buy some custard tarts. That's it.
Oh, yes.
Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. No mess. Well, apart from the crumbs that just get over your shirt or whatever. But what's your favourite cake, Nikki?
I love a Battenberg.
Oh, see, one of my favourites.
That's one. That is nice. That is nice.
The marzipan and the almond. Yeah.
I'm a Battenberg kind of girl.
Oh, I could eat one of them in once. You know, the square. I could eat that in one go.
The bite-sized one.
No, the big ones. Forget.
In one go.
Yeah, good. I could slice it up and have that in one. I've done it before, Nikki. I can prove it. Nom nom nom. Loved it. I felt ill afterwards, but I did it.
What's nothing to be proud of.
I love it. What's your favourite cake, Ginge?
I do like a Battenberg. I also like a cherry bakewell.
Ooh.
I do like a cherry bakewell. But I like a nice custard slice.
Yes.
Put any cake in front of me, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I was going to say, to be honest, as long as it's a cake, I'm not too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd eat anything as well. But there we go.
That's my problem. Cakes, crisps.
Maybe this feature should come with a warning.
Maybe they should do a TV programme about all cakes and crisps.
They should
do the warning.
Oh, don't start me on crisps. Monster munch. Lovely. Anyway, we digest from your wonderful stories.
We do. Digest. I like it.
Yes. I'm good about it, that.
So, a mum has already finished her Christmas shopping after starting on Boxing Day.
Oh. See, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's all right getting little bits here and there, but to say that, hang on, I've completely finished. That's it. I've done it. It's stupid.
Yeah. She starts on Boxing Day and she just stockpiles it all.
I couldn't be bothered with it. I can't be bothered writing Christmas cards, to be honest.
But, I'm lucky to get one.
Yeah. You don't get one, do you? You have to write your own.
Yeah.
She has to buy her own presents.
Get one of the email ones and just do a send to all.
Good idea.
Look out for one of them, Nikki, anytime in December. He'll send it
you. Tell you about the 24th.
When I'm going to hold you to that.
I will. I promise. I'll send you a card.
Thanks.
No problem. Okay, and your next story. How many more stories?
Three more.
Hold them there, Nikki. Hold them there.
Okay.
And what we'll do is we'll come back to you later on in the show. I think that's what we'll do, isn't it? We'll just keep her holding.
Yeah.
We'll speak to you in a tinkle.
See you in a bit. It's time to begin. I'll count it in.
My boots, scootin' baby, is driving.
Now, during that song, Ginge was dancing around the studio so much so that she's spilt my coffee everywhere, which is lovely.
I think it was you trying to squeeze your legs under the desk.
All over the studio desk. But never mind, we swiftly move on, don't we? Uber Eats delivery driver was caught on camera doing a number two. That's a poo. Outside a house. That rhymed, didn't it, Ginge? It did. Yeah.
That's why it's called a number two.
I could have said he was doing a shite, but I didn't. Anyway, he was minutes after dropping off a McDonald's takeaway, which is terrible, isn't it?
Well, you
it
think really he would have just said, can I use your toilet before I go?
Yeah, here's your nuggets, now can I use your bog? And he didn't probably wash his hands before he was delivering his next door. Now,
imagine terrible. If he was an Indian as well. Oh, God. You wouldn't know what was going on. You can now stay in a 50 Shades of Grey inspired Airbnb. It's equipped with sex toys and ceiling mirrors. It's in Brighton, but it'll set you back £300 a night.
I think I like the sound of this, Ginge. I think we should go there for one night. Let's get in touch with them, because I think it'd be quite sexy. Oh, I think they will. I think they will, Ginge. We'll take our little 50 Shades bag of goodies.
Oh, yeah, we can do, yeah. We've got the old butt plug. Swing that over your arm.
That'd think we're right kicking your sons. We'll have to just tie in with the fact that we do it once a month.
Go with one of them dildos sticking out your pocket as well.
Gary Lineker, he's a millionaire, of course, but he's looking forward to getting his free bus and train pass when he turns 60 next year.
Oh, happy birthday, Gary!
It's terrible, isn't it? I mean, you know, anyway.
I mean, the amount of money he's got, he can afford the living bus.
Forget all that, because let's do Rewind and Play. Here we go. I like this one.
Tragedy.
Can we swiftly move on? Oh, there we go. Oh, I like this one. It's like you like this one. Good moves there, Ginge.
Good one. Moves like Jagger.
You're gonna move like Ginge. Move like Ginge. Dee 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 dee. Oh, this is a classic from the 80s, this is.
I've never heard of it.
A band called Freeze. Hey. E-A-E-I-O-U-U. Do you like what I'm doing there? The slider. Oh,
bit of dirty dancing.
Forget the dancing, let's just be dirty. At the 50 Shades of Grey Airbnb. Oh, hungry eyes. One look at you and I. Oh.
Oh, rewind and play.
Do you want us to play this one?
Yeah, I love the vamp.
Oh, dearie me. Stop, rewind and play. Was that you going, then?
I talk a lot of shit when I'm drinking, baby. I'm known to go a little too fast. Don't mind all my friends, I know they are crazy. But they're the only friends that I have. I know I don't know you, but I'd like to. Small talk and romance, girl. That's all I have to say. So baby, can we dance? Here we go again. Another drink I'm caving in. And stupid words keep falling from my mouth. You know that I mean well. My hands are meant for somewhere else. Your eyes are doing naughty butterflies.
Ed Sheeran.
This is John Legend.
Hi, we're Little Mix.
Ginger and Nuts. Voted the best community radio show.
That's it, Ginger. Shuffle back to your seat. That's right. Went for a little wee break during that song.
But it started off as a wee, but it ended up as a poo as well.
Not out. It's all right. Pull everything about. No problem. Let's say hello to a few people, by the way. Frank in Ukraine. How you doing, Frank? Hopefully you're well. We're missing your jokes, by the way, Frank. We really are. I've got to plug you in, Ginger, boy. Can you tell we're doing the show live?
I only went for a wee.
There you
what
go,
happened?
Look. There you
I'm
go,
on
look.
Plugged up on here.
Can you ease off now? There you go.
Frank in Ukraine!
We've done Frank in Ukraine. Who else? Richard Best. Oh, hello, Richard. It's Zippy here for Rainbow. Oh, yes. Oh, hello, Richard. Oh, hopefully you're well. Ian Presswood, hello to you. Sam and Brett. Oh, Sam Brett.
Sam
and Paul.
Brett. And Paul, and don't forget our good friend Des, who we were hoping to interview this week. But he's busy in meetings all week. So maybe next week he'll be on the show. And Mike Horgan.
Ben Kelly. Who's the guy in Newcastle we normally mention?
Alan Gibson.
Alan
hello,
Gibson.
Alan.
Hello to you. Still to come on the show today. We're going to be heading over to Nikki Smart. Stay on the line. We've got more quirky stories with her. Mike's moan. We're hopefully going to get him doing a moan for 1 minute. The timer is ready. Ginge, you're going to be doing the lottery predictions.
I am indeed. Ooh. You need to grab your pens.
And we've got a fabulous competition on the show today, which will take you back to your childhood. I can't tell you no more, but it's...
Well, if your childhood was in the 80s.
Yeah, there's a few people that look like this person that we're kind of giving away.
Yeah, we're speaking to one of them in a bit.
The cunt bits in Blackpool. What do you mean we're talking to Joker John now?
No, Mike Horgan.
Oh, Mike Horgan, right. Let's head over to Joker John. How you doing, John?
How are you, Nuts? All right.
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
All right, so Ginge.
I'm all right, thank you, Joker John. All the better for speaking to you.
She's just had a little wee break, so there we go.
A little wee break.
A little while. It turned into something else. Terrible, terrible. She's got problems. What jokes have you got for us today?
I made my wife's dream come true the other week. We were married in the castle, but you wouldn't have known it by looking at her face when she was bouncing around.
A bouncy castle.
Oh, it's one of those jokes you got to think about. Bouncy castle.
How about it? I'm reading horror story in Braille. I know something bad's going to happen. I can feel it.
Very, very clever. Very clever. I like it. I do like that one.
How about it? I went to the pub last night, asked if they did cash back. Yes, we do, replied the barmaid. I said, good. Can have the £40 I spent last night while Mrs. going barmaid.
Oh, that's fabulous. I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that. I like it.
You like that one. How about it? I decided to go on a road trip and not come back till I run out of money. I walked to the end of the drive and turned back.
You're referring that one to me? If the face
no,
fits.
No, no.
Yes, you are. If the face fits, I know you.
How about this one for you, then?
Oh, blimey, he's got more. He's got more than four today.
I can't believe someone's broke into my garage and sold me Dimbo stick. How low can you go?
I like it.
Okay, then, guys.
Is that your dog? Is that your dog's barking in the background? Waiting to come in?
That's the effect. It's not the dog, it's the wife after I spent the £40 last night.
Is that what it is? Brilliant. Back next week, John, hopefully.
Yes, I'll see you next
You better
week.
Let your dogs in. Who let the dogs out? Woo! 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 See you next week, John.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. There we go. That's the wonderful Joker John there. With his wonderful jokes. Right, keep it here. It is, of course, the Ginger and Nut Show live.
Little girl, you look so lonesome. I see you all feeling blue. Ain't no use in staying at home. I know what you should do.
Come on over to my place. Hey, girl. We're having a party. We'll be swinging and dancing and singing.
Baby, come on over tonight. Now you don't need the address to find out where we'll be, 'cause you can't help but hear the music halfway down the street. So baby,
come on over to my place.
Now, you may remember last week we talked about Disney on Ice. Let it go, and all that kind of stuff.
You can tell he's excited.
I am very excited. Tell him, Ginge, why? Come on.
We're very excited because Disney on Ice is returning to Arena Birmingham with their 100 Years of Magic show. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse and their pals will take audiences on a magical journey through classic and modern tales that have spanned a whole century.
The Ice show will feature more than 50 Disney stars, 30 unforgettable tunes and 15 Disney stories, including The Lion King, Toy Story, Beauty and the Beast, and Frozen. Let it go! Forget it, Ginge.
Now, it's just left Glasgow. It's on its way to Newcastle, but it's arriving in Arena Birmingham on the 16th of October, and it's there through till the 20th.
Tickets are on sale now, priced from £21 via the Ticket Factory, or you can head over to the wonderful team at www.disneyandice.co.uk. That's www.disneyandice.co.uk. Like I say, tickets from £21. Some great tickets left. A lot of venues completely sold out. So please check it. It's a brilliant, brilliant show. If you've never been, make sure you make it your show this year. Disney on Ice, celebrating 100 years of magic. But if that doesn't float your boat, let me just tell you that Marvel, all their Marvel fans, they're going to love this.
They are indeed. Marvel Universe Live is on a UK arena tour later in the year. Marvel fans, assemble and prepare yourselves for a nail-biting, teeth-clenching and pulse-raising Marvel stunt show.
Oh, following a successful first tour, all your favourite Marvel characters are back for a live show that your kids will never forget. Families will be treated to epic battles of good versus evil, and they're all brought to life by special effects, pyrotechnics and impressive 3D video projection. This is going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing.
It really is.
Spider-Man, the Avengers,
I love Spider-Man.
The Guardians of the Galaxy will join forces with Doctor Strange in an epic live adventure with plenty of thrills, action, incredible stunts, aerial stunts, martial arts and daring motorcycle skills.
Let me just tell you, Ginge, that the incredible superhuman forces of Iron Man, the Hulk, can I just tell you, my favourite again, Black Panther, Thor and Black Widow will unite in clashes that will have your eyes open and at the edge of your seat.
Wow.
Be gripping, won't it?
Yes, now, tickets are selling fast for Marvel Universe Live. All you've got to do is visit marveluniverselive.co.uk. They're in Sheffield, Glasgow, Liverpool, Belfast, Newcastle, Manchester, and they're hitting Birmingham on the 5th of December, and they're there till the 8th.
Like I say, check out the website www.marveluniverselive.co.uk. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Spider-Man, the Hulk. They could have got me in the Hulk costume, Ginge.
They could. I'm so excited.
I wouldn't have needed no makeup at all. Marvel, if you're listening, I'll be there. But really looking forward to that, and some great shows happening at the moment. But,
and if you are looking for something to do in the half term, they're in Glasgow and they're in Liverpool. So there you go. If you live in either of them areas, run on down and book your tickets.
They're probably sold out, but check that at the website. Like I say, www.marveluniverselive.co.uk or disneyonice.co.uk if you fancy that one. I'm going to go to both. I've decided.
Yeah.
Right, keep it here. It is, of course, the Ginger and Nuts Show live.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. Every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. Sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. The nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence they find their task is not a
June, you do.
Now, grab them pens, lottery predictions are coming.
Can I just say it's the tunes that you like because you're the one dancing around to them.
I know.
I'm just sitting here going,
it's like a bit of a musical concert for me.
I've been cleaning up the studio table when Ginger knocked all that drink everywhere, but never mind.
Have you got your pens?
Can I just say next week we need to webcam the show.
Yes,
we need
let's
to webcam
do it.
The show.
Right, first ball, 18, 19... 24, 31, 33, and 50. The big 50.
That's 18, 19, 24, 31, 33, and 50. Is this a new coffee, Ginge?
It is a new coffee.
What kind of taste is this?
It's a Sumatra.
Is it? What does it taste? Because it's kind of nutty.
Yeah, nuts and caramel.
Oh, it's very nice. Have you tried a bit?
No, I don't.
Very, very nice. No, it's nice, that is. Right, keep it here. It is, of course, the Ginger and Nut Show. But first, Mike, you've got 1 minute to moan, starting now.
Well, it all starts with how long is a piece of string? You can't come up with the answer, can you?
No.
But in the same way as the fisherman's tale, he catches a fish. Every time he tells the story, the fish gets bigger and bigger. So eventually you think he's caught a whale. Now, we've now got somebody come up that 20 years ago, the Prime Minister felt her thigh. Well, it must have been that bad to wait 20 years to talk about it. But all these people want 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
You can't defend against it. But at the end of the day, if somebody felt my thigh, Cass, it's your lucky day, you'd know about it. Now, it's like Trump. It's all coming out the woodwork at the moment because, obviously, they're trying to bring him down.
Yeah.
And we've got somebody that obviously helped start a business. You get other people that have said that they've done this, done that. But at the end of the day, if you speak to anybody that's a political figure, they've all got cobwebs somewhere in the dirty washing. Not like me, of course. I'm spotless as a jaybird.
Mike, as always, a pleasure, never a chore. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us today.
Bit sweet later. See ya.
See you right then. Bye-bye. Something in the way she moves.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Ginge, this is the part of the show that I'm really, really excited about. We give it away thanks to Fabulous Films, a Wurzel Gummidge Christmas special entitled A Cup of Tea and a Slice of Cake. Wait, two copies.
Two copies.
I thought you were swearing at me then,
off
Ginge.
Off the press, two copies.
Two copies. All the details are on our website. Head over to www.gingernuts.uk to enter. But first, do you know what I should do? I should give them a kind of a little taste. Here we go. Look, let me press this.
Hi about my dears. Won't keep you but a minute. I'm putting my singing egg on, you see.
Singing egg.
Can't sing without my singing egg on, can I?
Singing egg.
That's it. Off we go.
After W, a were after O.
To were after R.
Away we go.
To were after Z and put to were after E. A were after L. A cell after were and you left.
With me. There you go, right.
Can I get back to my spiel now?
It's exciting, though,
Ginge. It is very exciting. Well, it is for
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you.
It's now been fully restored from its original film Negative, starring Billy Connolly and Barbara Windsor, and it's set for release on the 28th of October. Now, if you don't win the competition, you can go out and buy yourself a copy for £5.99 from Fabulous Films. However, like we said before, we're giving away two copies, and this could make a cracking Christmas present for somebody.
It certainly will. Wurzel looks destined to spend a cold Christmas alone in 10 acres field, somewhere where I've always wanted to go, by the way, after the Crowman bans him from the Scarecrow celebrations, all because he deserts his post. However, Wurzel does not stay put for long, and as he searches in the snow for Aunt Sally, oh, that was a love relationship, that was, Ginge, a cup of tea and a slice of cake, to invite to the Scarecrow ball, where he meets an old friend, Saucy Nancy. Played by Barbara Windsor, travelling on a pirate ship to star in a pantomime.
Now, he He's challenged to hilarious sulking competition by the belligerent Scottish scarecrow Bogle McNeep, which is Biddy Connolly, of course.
Bogle McNeep.
Who, with his men, is heading back up north because he hates Christmas. Now, Wurzel eventually wins his reprieve from the crowman and joins in the festive frivolity and fun of the scarecrow ball.
Oh, I'm going to go to another berth.
Yes. I'll give you but a minute. I'm putting my singing head on.
He's singing head, you
can't sing without my singing head on, can I?
I'm doing the actions here.
Off we go.
Get ready. We're after W, a word after O, a word after R, and it's away we go. Go on, Jim.
It's a word after Z, it's a word after E, it's a word after L, and you end up with me.
No, you got it wrong.
Dee-dee.
Thank you. Anyway, like I say, Stupid release on the 28th of October, $5.99. Head over to www.fabulousfilms.com. That's www.fabulousfilms.com for your chance to pre-order a copy. But if you fancy a chance to win, all you do is head over to gingerandnuts.uk, enter the competition, and you never know, you could be a winner. One or two winners, may I just say.
And all they've got to do is tell us which actress played Aunt Sally.
Oh, was it Barbara Windsor?
No,
was it now?
She
no,
was
no.
sourcing answers.
Sourcing that can't be Barbara Windsor. Cross her off the list. That's one of two left. Ooh, who could it be? Who could it be?
Well, don't tell him, because no, otherwise we'll have loads of entries and we'll have lots of disappointed people.
Some brilliant films, by the way, on the website fabulousfilms.com. Loads and loads of classics on there. So it's worth browsing, okay? www.fabulousfilms.com. Right, keep it here. The Ginger and Nuts Show.
I came with a little bit of sorrow. Was maybe a bit too sad, but one day rolled into tomorrow, and you gave me the best you had. That's how we started together, and how together we're gonna stay. You taught me a little about good times, I fought through a little bit of rain. You brought me a part of your sunshine, took in the heart of my pain. It wasn't supposed to happen, but then you happened to come my way. Every night, every day, every word that you say made it so. Every thought that I had said I ought to be glad. Now I know. You showed what a little bit of love can do. You opened my eyes and a light came through. Took me to a place that I never knew. Goodbye to my little bit of something blue. You came and you found me wanting. I'm saying that I'm here in your debt. Some days were a little bit daunting. Some days I'd rather forget. You changed my life for the better, and I know I better be good to you. Every night, every day, every word that you say made it so. Every thought that I had said I ought to be glad. Now I know. You showed what a little bit of love can do. You opened my eyes and a light came through. Took me to a place that I never knew. So long to my little bit of something blue. It wasn't supposed to happen, but then you happened to come my way. Every night, every day, every word that you say made it so. Every thought that I had said I ought to be glad. me to a place that I never knew. Goodbye to my little bit of something blue. Farewell to my little bit of something blue.
See, Ginge, you can't get that song out of your head, can
no,
you?
No, it's a bloody
it's
silly
a
tune.
It's after R and a were after Z and all that kind of thing. In fact, like...
Oh, not again.
All right.
Even poor Nicky's had enough. I could hear her singing along at first.
It's annoying, though. I like it. Sorry, you can't sing without your singing head, Ginge. No, you don't want it, do you?
No.
We're after W. They'll all be singing it at home, you know.
They will.
We're after R.
They're
ready to
wait.
Here we go.
Blaming us.
I like it. All right, turn it down. Look at your face. Enter the competition on our website, gingerandnuts.uk. And while we've been dancing...
We've got to go back over to Nicky.
Yes.
Have you been enjoying the songs, Nicky?
I have, yes. Wonderful songs.
Sorry for keeping you on hold for so long, but anyway.
That's okay. I was dancing along, so it's fine.
Oh, there
That's
you go.
All right, then. See, it's good stuff. So you got some more stories that caught your eye this week.
Are you fans of Killing Eve?
Do you know what? We started watching that, Killing Eve.
We did. I think we watched about two.
Two or three. And then we never finished. And do you know, it's something that I need to carry on watching. Does it get better?
I can't tell you that if you're going to watch it.
Oh, yeah, but you can tell me if it gets better.
Well, let me put it this way. She's an assassin, isn't she?
Yes, she is. It's somebody that I'd like to know. So the reason you're telling us this...
So in the latest series, there's a clip where there was this young boy in like some pop art, like comic book pyjamas.
Oh, okay.
You know, that say like Bang Pow and things like that.
Wow, is that...
And Prince William has received these pop art pyjamas.
Is he a big fan then?
Allegedly, yeah, he's a massive fan.
In fact, I'll buy you a pair for Christmas, Nicky.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, Zap, Pow, whatever they are. I'll probably get the wrong ones. I'll probably get Batman or something like that. But I'll try my best. Write that down, Ginge, because I'll only forget.
Down.
So, the next story, Nicky?
Obviously, every parent wants to show off their gorgeous newborn child that they've
had. Of course they do.
Most people do a photo shoot. You know how you get those newborn style ones where they're, like, asleep on the carpet in a cute outfit.
Oh, yes,
and stuff.
Yes.
So there's this couple who I think they're farmers, and they have done a newborn photo shoot with their zucchini. So apparently this couple, they obviously they own a farm, so they grow like, you know, tomatoes, etc., and they grow zucchinis, and apparently they're most delicious when they're at 6 to 8 inches.
Like most things.
And this one grew to the size of a newborn baby, so they thought they'd do like a newborn style photo shoot with it.
So is the baby lying on the top of it or something?
No, it's the zucchini.
No,
he's having the photo shoot.
So they're like
the
holding the zucchini, looking at it, and it's in a blanket as if it's a baby. Rather than using a baby, they've used a zucchini.
It's making me feel even worse, this is. I thought it was a baby, and they're going to put it with this thing.
No, it's just the zucchini.
No,
as if it's a baby.
Oh, it's even worse, James. I don't know what my head was thinking.
No.
That is absolutely ridiculous. And the thing is, I'll probably turn it into a calendar and it'll be a top seller. So your final story, Nicky?
So there are times where everyone sits at work and they're bored and they think, oh, how can I make my day so much more fun and so much better? Well, some bored staff turned a garbage dump into a medieval tourist attraction.
Oh, God. So let me get this right. They've turned a garbage dump into a medieval attraction.
Yeah, it's like a medieval fortress that looks like similar to the set of Game of Thrones or something. So they've got like knights in armour and horses all made of like scrap metal. They've put like a large wooden pirate ship up that's obviously made from all the wood that people have dumped. They've literally
just
used all the materials available.
Do you know where it's based?
It's in Siberia.
Oh, Siberia.
God,
forget it. As always, never a chore, Nicky. Lovely talking to you.
You too. It was lovely to see you guys.
And we'll be back with you next week. Enjoy your chicken soup.
Thank you. I'll try my best.
Brilliant.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
That's it. That is the end of the show, Ginger. I can't believe how fast it has gone today. It really has.
It has.
We've had some great kind of features on the show today, haven't we?
Well, we had. Not again.
All right.
Don't forget, if you want to enter the Wurzel competition, go head over to our website, gingerandnuts.uk. Fill in the form. You could be a winner of one of two copies.
All you've got to do is tell us who
played Aunt Sally. Oh, crikey. I'm going to have to. We're deleting this song.
All right. Anyway.
Big thank you to Mike Organ, as always.
Round of applause, Mike Organ, legend with hair. You've ever
seen. Thank you very much, Joker John.
Within a minute as well.
He did.
Nicky
Joker
Smart.
John nearly told his jokes in a minute as well.
Nicky Smart, round of applause for you.
Well
done, Nicky. Well love you. Enjoying your chicken soup and all that kind of stuff. And that really is it. That is the end of the show. There is some news, though. I can't tell you too much yet, but if you head over to GingerandNuts.uk, you'll be able to catch me and Ginge very soon live every morning on a late breakfast show. We can't tell you much yet, but head over to GingerandNuts.uk. It will be on there. But from me and Ginge this week, it's goodbye, isn't it?
It is.
Thank
bye-bye.
You very much for listening.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual